Welcome back to another episode of Michigan Hidden History. Today we are back in Jackson, and as I said last week, we're going to do an episode on Seymour Treadwell. So before we start, make sure to rate and review on Apple and rate the show on Spotify, and let's learn some history. Seymour Treadwell was born on June 1, 1795, and was the youngest child of a Revolutionary War veteran. He was from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he spent his childhood in Ontario County, New York. In those times, there were not chances for kids to go to school, so he lacked a formal education. Around this time, boys were supposed to help on the farms, and girls were supposed to help in the house with chores and stuff like that. Between the ages of 21 and 40, he ran a school, farmed, and opened a bookshop in Albion, New York, right next to the Erie Canal. He was the original backer of Henry Clay's colonization, but he eventually evolved into an advocate for abolition, and he had the most extreme anti-slavery positions. On the 60th anniversary of U.S. independence, he gave an anti-slavery speech to a group of people. He sold his business and moved to Rochester, Michigan, where he wrote a book called American Liberties and American Slavery, Morally and Politically Illustrated. That is the book title. The book was published in May 1838 and it gave him a national standing. In 1839, he was invited by the Michigan Anti-Slavery Society to visit Jackson. The American Freeman was the anti-slavery newspaper that failed after three issues, and Seymour was invited to revive it. He gave a lecture at the Jackson County Courthouse on August 5, 1839. The society was so impressed with what he had said. The committee wanted him to take the editor's position of the American Freeman. He said yes, and in a few weeks, his wife and his family went by boat to Toledo, where they finally met up with him in Jackson. His involvement in the New Liberty Party had most of the anti-slavery leaders in Michigan to pull their support from the newspaper. The Liberty Party realized that they could not abolish slavery in the South by political action, so they dramatized the anti-slavery issue, pressured legislatures to take firmer anti-slavery positions, and prevent slavery from extending beyond the states where it existed in federal territories and to get rid of the slave trade and to abolish slavery in the nation's capital. In 1841, the Anti-Slavery Society officially withdrew its support of the Freeman paper and gave it to an Ann Arbor-based paper, the Signal of Liberty. He continued his anti-slavery work by lecturing around the state and campaigning for whatever political party would best advance the anti-slavery cause. When he was not doing all this anti-slavery stuff, he was farming in Leonay Township, selling potatoes by wagon load to the state prison in Jackson, Michigan. The farm was a stop on the Underground Railroad. Beginning the early 1850s, Treadwell realized that if he joined forces with those that opposed slavery, he would get more done. So in the 1850s, Treadwell formed the Republican Party in Michigan and joined people with various views on the opposition of slavery and held mass conventions in Jackson called Under the Oaks. We will get more to that later. On July 6th, Jackson called that meeting under the oaks. Sorry. Treadwell was nominated for State Commissioner of Land, and he was elected and served two terms from 1855 to 1859. When he left Lansing in 1859, he returned to his farm in Lenae Township. He spent his last few years farming and witnessing the American Civil War. Shortly after the war, the great abolitionist Wendell Phillips, he was not well to attend his lecture, so Wendell visited his house. It looks like the two have known each other since 1838 from the National Anti-Slavery Convention in New York. He died peacefully at his home in Lenae Township on June 9th, 1867, at the age of 72. I hope you enjoyed that episode on Seymour Treadwell. You can listen to this wherever you find podcasts. Don't forget to rate and review this show on Apple and rate this show on Spotify. And follow me on Instagram at MIHiddenHistory. And this week's quote is, "If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice." Thank you for listening. See you next week. And let's make Michigan history great. Thank you.